Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your host, Leslie M. Scott Jones. Here's Leslie.
All right, I'm not going to yell like David because it's early on Sunday. But good morning, everybody. This is Homegrown on 94.7 WBVC, the Progressive Voice of Charlottesville. And yeah, poor David. He went to D.C. and didn't get back until like 6 a.m. this morning. So poor thing. He's sleeping. So we're going to let him sleep.
Poor David. Nobody forced him. Nobody forced him to come back that early. What are you talking about?
I have a feeling that there was someone involved in the decision not to get back until 6 a.m., but I'm not saying. That's his personal business. You know, I ain't in that. I'm not in that. I don't know what happened. I just know I got the text, you know. Just got home sleeping. Okay. Ooh, Lord. Okay, it's oppressively hot outside.
You could have slept here. You could have slept right through the show. You could have been like, we could have
woken him up for a question. And
really? You think his, like, seven-part questions with, you know, 13 sub-parts would have gotten better if he was sleepy?
He does really need some rest for that.
I know, right? Yes. For those of you who have been on the show before, you know, like, David asks you a question, and the question is, like, 5 minutes long, and it's got sub-parts, and, you know, literally, if we typed it out, it would be question... Sub question A B C D E, and then he looks at you and go, yes, talk about that. And you're like, what? I don't.
Which part?
Sub bullet A B C or D,
right?
Yes.
But yes. So David is sleeping, and we're all here, and you guys are here. So we're having a good old Sunday morning.
Amen.
Here on Homegrown. So let's just get straight to it, shall we? We are here with Jayon Falsini.
Howdy.
Rachel Grendel.
That's me. Hi.
Raina Bell. And Tucker Rogers. All in the house. Talking about Harmonia 2, a benefit for migrant children and families happening at Ix Park today from 4 till 8. This is awesome. Okay, so first of all, tell me how this came together. Whose idea was it? How did you guys decide to do this?
Well, so this is the second year that we are doing Harmonia, and I think that the origin story really starts with me flopped on my daughter's bed, just having really delved into the family separations that were starting at the border this mm-hmm. time last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in my kid's room and imagining what it would be like to, like, not be able to smell them, to hold them, like how brutalizing that would be. And Marianne and I were texting back and forth trying to figure out, you know, what we could personally do locally that would make an impact and would spread awareness.
Wait. Are you saying that you had an empathic moment?
I had, and it's rare for me because I'm not a natural empath, not even. I'm pretty callous.
You heard the condition of someone else who was not you and then related that condition to your life and thus felt a connection?
Precisely.
I thought that wasn't allowed anymore.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I thought that was banned like in 95 or something.
Well, right. And I think, you know, Mariana is a musician, Tucker's a musician, Jayon works in the music industry, as does my spouse. And so I think that the natural inclination was like, well, we can't drop what we're doing and go to the border to advocate personally. That's not a reality right now. But we can throw a banging show and we can invite everybody that we know. And so we talked to Jayon, who had a connection with Ix Art Park, who was amazing to host us on very short notice, 13 days. We had a 13-day turnaround last summer.
Wow.
But literally everybody we asked to help said, absolutely, we're there. What can we do? Bells on.
Yeah.
And so we were really fired up, and somehow we pulled it off, and it was amazing. We set the bar high. And so, unfortunately, the circumstances have become even darker and more dire in the interim year. And so it wasn't even a question. We were like, round two, let's go.
Hashtag Transamerica.
Parte dos, okay. Vamos. Yeah.
Hashtag.
Right. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Amy, but regardless of your political position, it's atrocious no matter where you stand on the spectrum. And I know where most of us in this room stand on that spectrum.
Yes.
But I think, you know, the the physical reality of not having your family with you and being forcibly ripped apart, and the collective trauma and the long-term ramifications and the ripple effect in our own community and in every city and town across the country. I mean, there are folks here who are desperately trying to get in touch with their family members, yeah. and there are people working locally to make that happen and to facilitate all parts of that.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's been enlightening in all of those ways to reach out and see what people are doing in Charlottesville. We've got three local beneficiaries. Maybe Mariana want to talk about that.
Oh, so you have
bit.
Local. Yeah. So this is not. Yeah. So what's raised today is not going into a general fund. It's actually going directly to families.
Yeah. So there's four charitable organizations that we are donating to with the proceeds from today. Okay. And they are Creciendo Juntos, Sin Barreras, CIBF. All three of those are local,
right.
Helping the migrant and immigrant communities in various ways locally. Then the national organization is called the Young Center. It's based in Chicago, but they have offices at the border, Los Angeles, D.C., New York. And I got to meet with the development director in Chicago. And they are doing incredibly important advocacy work directly with the families, getting in there, representing the kids who have no one to help
to
them.
To represent them, yes.
They also organize volunteers, bilingual people who can go in and actually just sort of be there for the kids because mm-hmm. they have no one.
Yeah.
And they have a very small political arm, which is, you know, they'd like to focus on more because it's structural. It's at a policy level that things need to really change. But they're doing everything they can. And so it's four charities that we're giving to try to just attack it on every level that we can.
Awesome. So, Jayon, Tucker, let's talk about the lineup.
The lineup is pretty awesome. I know how to use a microphone.
It's not part of your job or anything.
You just don't know how to use a microphone when there's not a guitar in your hand.
Right,
that's
right,
what
right.
it is.
Oh, I don't just have silly things to say. We have a lot of musicians here from Charlottesville who just automatically said yes last year. And so we reached out to them again this year. And a lot of them automatically said yes again. We've got some members from bands represented, Wild Common. There's some Sons of Bill musicians there, a band called Modern Medication, Seth Green and his wife lead that. You know them. You've got Mariana Bell and a cast, a band kind of coalesced around her. We've got Lua Project, which is Dave Brzezinski and Estella Matt.
Yeah, awesome.
Former guest.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
They came last year, and I guess, you know, Maddie Metcalf plays with them.
Yes.
And Devin Sproul will be coming to do a song. Brendan Gilmore, who's part of Wild Common, will be doing a little. We've got in between these bands or collectives, musical collectives for the day, we've got speakers from all these organizations, plus a couple musical people who could come by, but yeah, they can only commit like 20 minutes. And it's like, great, well, come and provide some music to pair with the speaker, and we'll get some information and keep the entertainment going on over changeover.
Yeah.
And I know I'm forgetting a lot of people.
There's quite a few.
I'll sprinkle them in.
It is.
Yeah.
Andy Baldock, John Durth, Rusty Spadell. I mean,
wow.
Names have been around forever and have contributed across the board, who are stoked to come mix and mingle. And we've got a grand finale also that I won't give too much away, but starring some young musicians led by Malik Poindexter. So we're pretty excited about the music, and Tucker and Jayon have done a great job with making the lineup quick and snappy, and it's never going to be a dull moment. We've got speakers in between from our beneficiaries coming up to just kind of remind everybody what we're there for, not bring the mood down, but to just kind of keep it full circle. Like, yeah, this is a great fiesta, but here's the work that we're doing, and here's who we are. And if you want to, learn more, come to our table. We've got information.
Or register to vote.
Yeah, we've got Next Gen coming,
so maybe
too.
That speaks to my question, which is how is putting together, because just listening to you, I'm thinking just in my head, the history of the benefit concert and how it's become a thing. It was certainly established as a thing with Live Aid in the 80s, mm-hmm. but even before that there were things starting. So my question is, how is putting together something like this, a benefit concert, different from just organizing a regular concert show? And maybe
I think people are motivated differently, because from my personal experience as a musician, having to sit out there flogging myself you know, as like, come listen to me. I promise it's worth your time. You know, it's like, it's brutal and soul crushing sometimes because you
Absolutely.
Believe in your artistry, right? But to use your artistry for something bigger than yourself is, I think, what we all want to do on some level someday, you know? And so that's all we can do. I'm not an attorney as much as I want to be. I speak a little Spanish, but I can't go there and do anything. And this is the only way I feel like I can contribute to something that is really devastating. Our community and our country and humanity, really. So that's my take on it. And I think a lot of musicians feel that way. And a lot of organizers feel that way. And we live in a very tough time, but in a really progressive town that can support it.
But that's got to be amazing for you guys. And maybe one of the things about art is that I know that it's so easy to hear horrible things happening. It's so easy to hear about the reintroduction of concentration camps into the American political arena, and to just feel powerless, mm-hmm. other than downvoting on articles on Facebook or whatever. But to be in a position of saying, well, here with this thing that I can do, I can do something. Mm-hmm.
And also putting together all these musicians, what differs from putting together just a regular concert is really budget. We have no budget, or you have a budget. And when you don't have a budget, you have to rely on people coming together with their own energies and crystallizing around that. And that, in ways, is a more important payoff, because that means you can keep on doing it another time.
Yeah.
When there's another need. And you have this group of people that grows and grows, and you're like, like the Super Friends or something, like, man, I know we did this show for free. Let's go have a beer and think about the next time we can, put our powers to use or something.
Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of Charlottesville artists have been doing, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, is realizing that they can and should use their art to speak, and it's not just, hey, look at me on stage. It's, no, I'm saying something important, and there's a reason you should listen to it, not just because it's
And it
good.
Was just as hard to get here, and there's no reason I'm doing it except to say this to you.
Yes.
And you know, it didn't magically just appear all of a sudden. This beer didn't, there's not a beer fairy. That
right.
There's organizations who are also doing that with what they can do. If you're a brewer, what's your commodity? How can you help out? You give beer to people to sell it to make money to help with organizations.
Right. So, Jayon, talk about how Ix got involved for the first year and what it was like continuing to do it this year.
Well, I'm trying to remember how it was last year, and it was kind of a blur. Yeah. Because at that point I was working with them, and I was just getting involved in the outdoor aspect of putting on productions there. And when they approached me, I helped facilitate that and learned a little bit about how to put an event together like this, with using the tents and where's everyone going to go and all the logistic sides of things. And same thing with this year. I'm phased out of Ix, and
right.
But they approached me as I was leaving, and I'm like, well, I could, you guys could talk to them, but I was a part of it last year, so I'm going to stay a part of it this year and see where it all goes. And because of my experience of after that event, I knew and like the parts and pieces. So when they got asked a question, I knew exactly who to go to talk to. So, the limitations of the space and what it would take, with a year's, experience behind it. So my role is more catch things and help, keep things up in the air, or and as opposed to these guys who are Mariana's going to Chicago and talking to the Young Center, and
right.
Rachel's writing letters and getting sponsors. Tucker's doing the music, so I'm kind of just watching on the sides
watching on the sides.
No, you're
great
guy,
idea.
Man.
Let me figure out how to do that.
Well,
right. Hey, this would be cool. Is this a reality that we could make? And Jan's like, no. or more often, let me think, let me text this person, let me reach out, let me see if there's a way. And, Ix is a remarkable, flexible space. It sort of reminds me of
like the Room of Requirement from Harry Potter.
Right,
like,
right.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. Right, it's like, what do we have here that we can work with? What do we already have in this space? What do we have personally that we can bring and create, an artist hospitality area? And what do we have that we can make really make the space pop? I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive. Like Tucker said, we start with, you know, we're not liquid. We have zero budget. Right. So we start from zero. And then, you know, eventually we are accruing, you know, great money and we're able to give it to the
Stone Soup.
Stone Soup.
So you, so all of the organizations that you're benefiting will be there today. So when people show up today, which they will.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
So if besides enjoying the amazing lineup you've got, they will be able to talk to these organizations and see how they could personally help as well?
Oh, yes. So we'll have tabling areas. Every beneficiary will have like a tented area.
Awesome.
And Creciendo Juntos, they roll deep. They're going to bring a ton of people.
Yes.
And yeah, they're like the youth organizing powerhouse. So they'll have a bunch of kids, high school, college age, young adults who are ready to talk to people. And
awesome.
So they'll be there. They'll be able to kind of walk the crowd. Hopefully they'll be wearing their sort of their merch so people will be able to recognize them. Sin Barreras will definitely have multiple people there, and the Bond Fund also will be there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to pay half a bill, and we'll be right back here on Homegrown.
Yeah.
Howdy, y'all. This is Zap McConnell from Chicken Bank Collective, and I am with Homegrown.
18 minutes past the hour, you are listening to Homegrown on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Oh my goodness, we are here talking about Harmonia 2, a benefit for migrant children and families happening today at Ix Art Park from 4 till 8. Holy crap. Okay, so the lineup is amazing. You're going to have organizations that are beneficiaries for this.
You mentioned lineup. Can I jump in?
Yes, hold on.
Speaking of lineup, when you were going for the lineup, I mean, I imagine that some of it must have been beggars can't be choosers, get who we can get. But did you think at all about sort of diversity representation? I know you've got Lua Project there, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think people from across the spectrum were approached, and the folks, you know, we definitely wanted to reach out to people who were involved in last summer's event. So there are some repeat performances. We've got some new faces, too. And, we have tried to include people from every walk, and those who were able to say yes said yes. And unfortunately, you know, we couldn't. If it could be a 10-hour show, we would have a 10-hour
yeah.
show.
Yeah, we're all day.
Yeah.
But I was going to say that I've tried to book Latino bands in the past. And, you know, there aren't too many, like, trios or quartets. Like, the ones that I know are, like, 10-piece bands. Mm-hmm. So they cost money, typically. And so if you don't have an established relationship with them to ask, like, of their time,
yeah.
then, you know, calling them up and saying, are you going to do it for free is not going to happen.
Right.
So, and I've been thinking about this, maybe something for next year, where we apply for grants,
yeah.
where we can ask, where we can get some funding, perhaps from the city, perhaps from this like wonderful Unity Days series that the
yeah.
city's doing,
yeah.
where we can get some funds
to bring the community
foundation,
yeah,
community foundation, where we can get some bands that would actually help draw out the community that we're trying to help,
right.
yeah.
you know, and make it more mingled in that sense too. So
that being again, said, the stage is going to be representative of the diverse relationships we already have. Mm-hmm. Even though when I'm trying to find bands and we're all thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know everybody, but I got 13 days.
Yes, you
days,
do.
You know? Yeah.
Everybody knows you.
I'm texting every musician I know, and yeah. I'll see what I get.
Yeah.
Pretty
much. But the group is. I mean, there are a few people that couldn't make it, and that's just what happens. I mean, shoot. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I can make it.
Right.
It's so busy.
Yeah.
There's a very diverse group on stage, and you know. All of them probably, yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a good mix of sort of genre, too, and I think maybe the poster doesn't necessarily, for folks who aren't familiar with all the names. I mean, we've got folk, we've got sort of indie, we've got rock, we've got hip hop. There's going to be a
Mexalachin.
There's going to be kind of a go-go moment.
Awesome.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, my hubby, DJ Excessive, aka Rob all Bedford, right. is yeah. kicking us
coming
off.
Coming out of retirement.
I know. I was like, dust those turntables off, baby. It's time. So yeah,
upgrade, I mean, Serato.
There's going to be flavor for everybody. And one of the things that was most gratifying for me last year was looking out and seeing the attendees and seeing what a beautiful mezcla it was. I mean, it was everybody. I had my Latino besties from work who all turned out in droves with their families, and they were excited, and we had this moment where we all did like a crowd Cielito Lindo, which is like a Mexican folk song,
yeah,
together, and like that was really powerful to have everybody singing those words together. And so yeah, I mean, we're learning as we go. We're figuring out this organizing thing, and yeah, there's a learning curve, but yeah.
And we should mention right now, just before anyone gets worried, it's free. So it's not like it's a big ask if you want to come and be a part of this. You know, everything is going to be donation-based. We're going to have a little raffle auction situation with some sweet restaurants involved.
Oh, nice.
So you can win a little gifty to a restaurant. And so we just want to make sure that it is super inclusive, which means you can just come regardless of who you are or what you know want from it or want to give to it.
That's awesome.
How else will we be generating money?
So the other thing is, if you can't come, the Facebook event, so you just search Harmonia Benefit, whatever, on Facebook, there is a little link there to an Eventbrite where you can donate even if you can't make it. It is rain or shine at Ix Park, so that's the other thing we wanted to make sure everyone knows. It will be happening today.
Right.
What was the other stuff? Oh, yeah. If you have kids, there's a little play space for your kids. Little Planets is helping us out with that. Little Planets is there. So they're a Montessori.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're going to be there to help us. There's tons of food. There's food trucks. There's ice cream. There's beer.
And cider.
And cider if you're gluten intolerant. Yeah. You know, we've got all
the and the performance ends. It dovetails into the salsa class that is held every Sunday. Yeah. So our friends with the Charlottesville Salsa Club, and this was a beautiful moment last year, once as we're finishing, they're getting on the mic and they're teaching how to dance salsa. Last year it was quite a beautiful scene to just have every attendee couple up and learn moves. And
tears.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So that's that's another added bonus as to the time frame, the day we chose, and the resources that Ix has as far as and the partnerships that they have down there.
Yeah.
So
and the whole show will kind of move like that, at least at best. It's just it keeps moving. Everything dovetails and everything else. It's going to be very collaborative.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the binary goals here are obviously to raise money, but I think a really important second goal is for us to have this community building moment, because I think for people it's easy to say, wow, this is a terrible thing that's happening hundreds of miles away from me. Gosh, isn't that bad? Close your laptop, turn the TV off.
Right.
And I think there's a disconnect, and people, it's easy to be in your bubble and your 5-mile loop that you do every day and to not realize that you've got neighbors here who are beautiful people as well, and that we have more in common than we do not in common. And so the more that we foster these communities and the more that we can put each other first, I think, and to mix and mingle and drink and make music together is the most natural human tendency that there is. So if we can do that, that's making a huge impact that maybe isn't financial but has wide-reaching implications too.
Well, and there are also ways, I'm sure, for people to be involved that isn't monetary.
Absolutely.
Because I know several organizations in town are looking for multilingual people to help these families communicate, right? Because I sent a few people that I know that spoke French to LA, because there are a lot of African immigrants who speak French, and so they needed people to help help the families communicate. So that's also, I'm sure the organizations will let people know that it's not just money that you can give. You can also donate your other gifts.
Skills. Yeah.
And we still, I don't think we're going to stop accepting volunteers until like 4.
Right.
Or actually 8.
Yeah. No, absolutely. If you if you want to feel like you've registered in some way, you can go to that Facebook page. There, you can leave a post on the wall. I will get it, mm-hmm. and then there will be a tent very clearly labeled "Volunteer Check-in." Whether you've registered ahead of time or you just happen to be in the vicinity and want to help throw a couple pop-up tents, or you want to, you know, be quickly briefed on how to be an ambassador for the event.
Right.
I will be there. I will put you to work, and it will feel great, and you will have music in your ears while you're doing it, and great vibes under your feet. And so, yeah, if anybody is feeling moved to do so on this Sunday, please don't hesitate. You can sign up on the Facebook event page. I will get it. I will reach out to you personally. If you are just there and just want to come down, I'll make sure that you're not a crazy person, and then once you've established that, then you'll get a laminate, and I'll find
you
something
fun
to do.
You gotta be our brand of crazy,
yeah. right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not your own brand,
yeah. Right, that's right. Yeah, no, it's gonna be a team effort, so there'll be stuff to do across the board.
Thank you guys so much for coming on and sharing about this event. It's awesome, and I will see you guys at 4 because I know so many people on stage that I cannot not show up.
I might just get you on stage if that.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means, Tucker. What are you planning over there?
Our brand of crazy.
What do you got?
One of us.
Taking you with.
I know
us.
You well enough. I'm like, hey, give me that back.
Coming with.
Oh, Lord.
Look who's in the audience. Leslie M. Scott Jones is in the audience.
What did you hey.
Totally happening.
Yeah, now it is.
Thank you guys so much
for
coming on.
Bye-bye.
This was awesome.
Thanks,
I'll see you guys at 4.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Flynn.
All right. Harmonia. Nice. Get that accent right.
Dose. Yeah.
The dose with the most. That's absolutely awesome. All right, so it's time to do our list of stuff coming up this week. It's gonna be weird. I've gotta do it all by myself. I don't have someone to do. Are you gonna do the second part?
Yeah.
Please tell me you're gonna do. Okay, you're gonna do the second part. Okay. All right. Things coming up this week, currently running. Check out these exhibits from local artists. Until August 18th, Unbecoming Peter Allen at McGuffey's Sarah B. Smith Gallery. Until August 18th, annual group show for renting and associate members of McGuffey Art Center. Until July 26th, impressionistic paintings by Raymond Berry in Raymond Berry Pages from A Journal of Days at Chroma Projects. Currently running through September 3rd, the American Shakespeare Center presents their summer season with 4 plays. Julius Caesar and Antony and Cleopatra by Shakespeare. Caesar and Cleopatra by George Bernard Shaw, and The Willard Suitcases by Ethan McSweeney. Your last chance, CUVA's Heritage Theater presents Million Dollar Quartet in their Cobra Theater. That's part of the Heritage Theater. They were here on the show talking about it. Through July 12th, you can catch that. Tomorrow, the open mic night at Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar. That's always a fun time. July 9th, the Freeland Art Museum offers Babes in Artland for adult caregivers of infants 18 months and older. Bring your baby and join fellow parents for lively conversations about works of art. July 10th, Jefferson Madison Regional Children's Library and Glynis Welty from the Gordon Avenue branch comes to UVA Freeland Art Museum for Pictures and Pages, where she uses movement, songs, and even puppets to connect kids to art. Puppets? I want to go. I like puppets.
Puppets
are always fun.
Puppets.
July 11th through the 21st, UVA Heritage Theater presents Kate Hamill's adaptation of Pride and Prejudice in their Ruth Kaplan Theater. You know, I'm kind of partial to Darcy. I like him.
Seriously, who isn't partial to Darcy?
Hey, you know, and the BBC version where Colin Firth plays Darcy?
Woo! But he's so proud.
Yes, he is. He has a lot to be proud of, too. That man, fine. Oh. Anyway, July 11th, Karma Sky Deville brings the drag back to Rapture with Karma's Twisted Thursday. The 12th through the 14th, the Mobbin Town Film Festival returns to the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what films he has this year.
The 12th through the 26th, Live Arts Teen Theater Ensemble present their summer musical Rent School Edition at Live Arts. I believe they were recently on the show. The 12th through the 27th, Four County Players presents the return for just this year of Shakespeare at the Ruins with their production of A Midsummer Night's Dream at Barbersville Vineyards. And they were on the show last week. Oh my God! July 12th, local PBS stations WVPT and WHTJ present an exclusive American experience screening of the documentary Chasing the Moon at the Lighthouse Studio, Vinegar Hill Theater. On the 13th, UVA Fralin Art Museum docent and former guest June Heintz guides you through 45 minutes of meditative exploration of Fralin art pieces at her Looking Inward Meditative Art Tour. The 13th through the 21st, the Charlottesville Opera presents Lehner and Lowe's Camelot at the Paramount Theater. And for your musical options this week.
For your musical options this week, Adara Seligman-McComas, lead singer of Adara, does a solo set or maybe just a duo set at the Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards at 1 p.m. Also today, Central Virginia Blues Society hosts an acoustic jam at the Glasshouse Winery at 2 p.m. Tonight, pianist Sammy Horn plays Fellini. On July 10th, Gabe Roby Duo at the Whiskey Jar, Junior's Last Stand at Dirty Nelly's. On the 11th, the Front Porch Roots Music School presents the Happy Hour Music in the Garden with John Kelly. July 11th, Coda and Marie at Dirty Nelly's. Harley in the House of Jupiter, Phoenix Noir, and Linda play Ix Rocks at the Ix Art Park, also at the 11th, and Sisters and Brothers at the Whiskey Jar. On the 12th, Adar plays the Southern Cafe Music Hall, featuring songs from their upcoming album.
Awesome.
July 12th, the Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar presents Richmond's Hanky Chief with Goddess of Mind Expansion, Sophie Fields, and Richmond's Bitten. All that Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar, July 12th, Billy and the Backbeats at Chisholm Vineyards and Adventure Farm, Bobby Midnight Band at the Glasshouse Winery. On the 13th, Unlar, the Tin Whistle Irish Pub, Matt Johnson at Grace Estate Winery, the Pollocks at the Batesville Market, Ken Farmer and the Authenticators at the Woodridge Farm Brewery. And also July 13th, DJ Bove spins a hip-hop vinyl throwback night at Holly's Diner. Every Sunday, it's Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, the Mograss Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School, Seafoot, Toodle, Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music, weekly open jam at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church.
Where else?
Tango Music with Alice Pierce and Mandy Metcalf at the Bebedero, and the Songwriter Night at the local every Tuesday. Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Sales at the Bebedero. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. Lewis Smith and Friends at Fellini's, and the traditional Irish session at the
Teen Whistle Irish Pub.
Every Wednesday, the Mike Brzezinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Every Wednesday and Thursday, Josh Mayo's Open Mic Night at 1221 Market Street and Bachata
Fusion
at the Rabbit Hole. Every Thursday, Humberto Salas and Vincent Dorn do the Gypsy Rumba at the Bebedero. And every Thursday,
John Dirth!
John Dirth Quintet at Miller's, because every once in a while, whether you're feeling powerless or powerful, you just got to get down to Dirth. And those are just some.
Not all.
Not all, but just some of the wonderful artistic events we have going in our wonderful artistic town. I'm going to do a drop.
This is filmmaker Lorenzo Dickerson, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show, the show about local art on WPVC 94.7.
35 minutes past the hour. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Homegrown on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. And we are moving on to our second guest, another friend. This is so cool. Like, I love when we have guests that we, like, know and, like, work with. Like, that is, like, the best thing for me. Like, it's awesome to meet new people and find out what they're doing. But it's really cool when you have guests and you actually know them. Mr. Bernard Hankins in the studio this morning. Talking about freestyle hip-hop lessons. Oh, my God. Creative Camps, PVCC. Kids College at Piedmont Virginia Community College, the 15th through the 28th. Okay. Freestyle hip hop lessons.
Yes.
How you doing that?
How am I doing that?
How you doing that?
I'm an expert. I've been doing this camp for, I think it's like year three or four.
Oh, really? I didn't know you'd been doing it that long.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you don't know the Kids College at PVCC, it's every summer, like over 90 camps. It's ridiculous how many camps
really?
They have. Like drone flying, robotic kind of stuff,
what?
Computer coding, all types of offerings, and mine happens to be one of them.
Okay.
So 1 week, I go in there,
mm-hmm.
like 1 to 4, 9 to 1, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And mine's called If I Ruled the World, ...
Mm-hmm.
So my whole camp is basically, I tell the kids, like, look, you have the ability to control your world. So if you were the ruler of the world, like, what would you do?
Mm.
And so then we do exercises where we come up with, like, what is my flag? What is my national anthem? What kind of money do I have? So then the way the hip-hop comes into it is, like, they have to write their own national anthem.
Okay.
And so we'll use GarageBand and iPads, and we'll spend the whole week doing a lot of freestyle exercises to get up to that point.
Okay.
And they do a presentation for their parents at the end of the week.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so you've been doing it for 3 years. So what kind of, I am really interested to hear about, like, what kind of stuff these kids have come up with when, like, they create their own country. Like, how, I want to know, like, how deep does it get? Because, you know, sometimes kids are, like,
right.
out there in their own universe anyway, and sometimes they're really grounded, so.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, one last year, the standout from last year was a kid had a whole country about Fortnite. So, yeah. Was all they did.
All right.
So what they do every day in their country is play Fortnite.
Okay.
And so the theme song was very Fortnite related.
Okay.
And we had one girl, her and her sister, they were from Korea. So they, you know, brought some Korean influence into it.
Oh, awesome.
Man, I've done so many. I can't remember all the other camps, but you know, some people have alien stuff. That's the cool thing about it. You get to be whatever you want. And that's what I try to help them do. I'm like, look, don't think normally. It's like, you
right.
don't have to have money if you don't want to. You don't have to have school if you don't want to.
Right, right. Like, you're creating it.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, you can have a school, but I was like, don't get stuck in the box of being like, oh, well, we go 5 days. I was like, no, do you like school now? Like, if you don't, like, change it.
Mm-hmm.
Change what you would want your world to be. That's the whole mm-hmm. point of If I Ruled the World.
Mm-hmm. So is this something, so why did you start this camp?
I have a friend. Do you know Brad Stoller?
Yes.
So yeah, he works at PVCC, and he said, "Hey, you should check out the kids' college because they're looking for classes."
Mm-hmm.
So I submitted some ideas, and then went in and talked with the director then at the time,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "All right, well, if you want to do these classes, you know, we'll put them in the lineup." So it was just,
cool.
It was simple as that.
Wow. All right. So when you has If I Rule the World been the same for all of them? It's the same every year? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I told my friend yesterday, I was like, it used to be, the theme was If I Were President. And then so then I kind of broadened.
I kind of
broadened
that's
it.
Kind of sullied right now.
Yeah, I kind of broadened it just because everybody was like, oh, yeah, if I were president.
Yeah.
So If I Ruled the World still works because it still gives you that autonomy and power to create your world.
Right.
And makes it like global too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. All right.
Really, you didn't do If I Were President and say, okay, what would you do? Sky's the limit, except you've got a Senate that's going to block everything.
Right.
And a court system that you have to stack in order to get through.
Yeah, we'll try to work that in this year.
Yeah, there you go. Actually put some political stuff in there. Let's try and figure it. Maybe they can figure it out an answer. Because, you know, we ain't doing too good figuring out an answer. I'm just saying. We need some new ideas.
So do you see a difference with the kids at the end of this? After going through this, than at the beginning,
it's kind of hard to say just because it's only a week and I'm trying to just it's a blur right now. But I mean, I guess the way I'll answer the question is by saying I feel really good because I see myself kind of giving them tools to break those roadblocks that you probably assume mm-hmm. they're having because like you come in and just like school is like okay, sit forward. Blah, 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 blah. But when I get in there, I don't let anybody sit down. As soon as I get in the room, I'm like, all right, everybody on your feet. Move the desk out the way. We're going to throw this ball or we're going to play this game to get you moving.
Yeah.
So I try to give them something that's different than school because I know they're so used to being talked to and talked at.
Right.
And so I like to give them tools that lets them use that other part of their brain that they don't normally use.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what turns a lot of kids off about school, is that it is so regimented, and especially if you are artistically inclined, that doesn't work for you. Like it actually can be really depressing, right, to be in a situation where you have to sit still and you have to listen, and it's like, no, figure out another way to give me this information and I'll actually ingest it.
Right. And you can kind of see, okay, so like one game we do is called, it's like word hopscotch. So I'll just have a big sheet of paper on the floor, and then you do like the word webs that you did in English class.
Yeah.
So you just sort of free associate words, and you can see them getting stuck. They'll be like, I was like, don't think. Right.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, just do it.
And they have young kids that have a hard time with this. I'm like, what's going on? So then we do this thing where you have to jump. Everybody fills up the page with their words, different colors, and then you have to jump from one word to the next, and you kind of create a story and get to the other side.
Oh, cool.
So you can just kind of see their brains working, you know, like, how do I connect this word to that word? Wait, that doesn't make sense. And I'm like, it doesn't have to make sense. Just keep moving. Keep coming up with a story. Keep moving. Just keep moving.
Right, right. Well, and that's a great life lesson for kids. Like, don't let the confines that you have learned stop you from going forward.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I think it speaks to what you were saying, like, we need new ideas. And I think that's kind of part of the problem with school now.
Yes.
Is that there isn't that kind of teaching that helps your brain think outside of the box. You know,
right.
Free association, connecting ideas that don't seem like they go together.
Right.
And I mean, that's what I talked about in my, you know, 2015 TEDx talk, is, you know,
right,
kids' brains have been so, like, left brain shaped that when you ask them to think outside the box,
they have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like they can't see that.
They can't. They look at you like you're speaking Chinese. Yeah. It's like, what? I don't understand. Yeah.
We should teach them Chinese, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Was that the takeaway from that?
Yes. Yes, sorry. Clinton. That was the takeaway.
I mean, check it out for a moment.
So
what kind of expectation? So when you, because kids have to sign up for this, right?
Right.
So they know, oh, free. And by the way, just so people know, what type of ages are we talking about?
So the camp, actually, there's two. So it's the same class, but one is July 15th through the 19th, and that's ages 3rd to 6th grade, and there's open slots. July 22nd through the 26th is 6th to 9th grade. And that one hasn't even reached the minimum. So if it doesn't reach the minimum, they won't go through.
Aww.
So if you guys want to sign up, then go to PVCC's website and sign up.
So in the past few years, what have the makeup of your classes looked like? I mean, with something listed, freestyle hip hop lessons.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, it's been all types of kids, like boys, girls, all races. Like, and that's
awesome.
The thing I love. It's like nobody, like, people just love like music,
right,
and creativity, and they
right,
just want to do it. And I love seeing different people in there, because it's like, great, you could be the next rapper. I don't know. I don't care what you look like. You could be Eminem. You could be whoever. Yes, come do this.
So,
what kind of expectations do the kids bring with them into the class when thinking, oh, we're gonna
I start off with that question. I was like, what do you guys think this is, or what is hip hop? Who knows freestyle? And some people are like, when you do words, and I was like,
that's cute.
But like some kids have had like maybe improv and acting, so they have a reference point. But yeah, I find it funny, just like we were talking about the whole education of art part. Like, it's funny just like how little people even know about what a certain genre is.
Yes.
So it's very interesting.
That.
Well, it's just like, you know, this is always funny when I work with kids. I'm like, okay, you can rap. And they're like, no, I can't. I was like, do you listen to rap music? And they're like, yeah. I was like, have you ever rapped along with the song? And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, then you can rap. You just have
That's
never tried to do your own.
Right.
So it's very funny just seeing how they have a hard time putting such like simple rhymes together, or like this phrase leads into this phrase.
Well, and I think a lot of the stigma of rap has stopped people from
right,
realizing the amount of artistry that goes
right,
into it. Like, I mean, when you just listen to it, it's like, oh, they rhymed. It's like,
right,
yeah, that's not all that
right,
it requires. Like,
right,
this, I mean, learning how to do this art form can actually help that child in their next English class,
right,
their next
right,
math class.
Right.
You know, it it translates to other things. It's a different way of understanding other things.
And I try to tell them that. I say, look, I was like, this little word web thing you do, I was like, this is not for writing songs only. I was like, you can use this when you get stuck with a problem. Like, if you're having trouble with a friend, just free associate, like, what's going on and how do I get to the solution?
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to pay the other half of that bill, and we'll be right back here on Homegrown.
Hey, what's up? I'm Gordo Kai.
Hey, what's up? It's Zach Mack. This is Equally Opposite.
And you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art.
On 94.7 WPVC.
The progressive voice of Charlottesville.
Yeah.
48 minutes past the hour, you are listening to Homegrown, your progressive show about local art. What? Yeah, we're a progressive show.
Okay.
About local art.
All right, yeah.
That's what we do.
There you go. I just hadn't heard those words put together in that way before, but they all work. They all work. I'm there. I'm with you.
I did a word web for it, okay?
You did. Bernard, what have you done?
Don't dump on me.
I'll give you your little kids' college certificate before we go.
There we go. See? I was learning. Oh, my goodness. All right. We're talking to Bernard Hankins. Who is doing a kids' college class at PVCC's kids in? I can't talk this morning. I didn't have enough coffee. As part of PVCC's kids' college, it's called Freestyle Hip Hop Lessons, and it's running. So I have my dates. I have are the 15th through the 28th. But you got actually three sessions.
Well, it's two.
Two sessions.
15th through the 19th is for the 3rd through 6th graders.
Okay.
And then the 22nd through the 26th is 6th to 9th graders.
Okay.
Exact same class, different age groups, two different weeks.
Okay. So what is the biggest difference between those two age groups? What's the difference between what they produce?
Well, it's funny. In the past, I feel like the older camp hasn't really run as much as the younger camp. It's always been the younger camp.
Really?
Yeah. I think I had one year where there was maybe like an older kid in the younger because they were just like, okay, well, he signed up. I don't know what it is. Obviously,
not only are you surprised, but we are surprised as well.
Right. I'm like, what? Really? That really surprises me. Do you think, I guess there's that whole preteen, teen, disillusionment with anything. I don't want to do anything but sit in my room and play video games
during the summer. Right. Who wants to go to school during summer, kids?
I just did that. Right? Yeah. So that might be part of it. But you would think hip-hop classes,
You would think. I mean, I work at Albemarle, too. So you would think when the kids come into a room full of cameras and computers and beats, it'd be like, come on, kids. It's like, nah, I got this phone. I'm good.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, nothing is working, so.
All right.
Don't know what to tell you, America.
That's interesting. Yes. Yes, I'm a firm believer that we just need to take their phone. Just take their phone. Like, just stop. Stop being down in your look up, baby. Just look up. Look up. But, don't have nobody listen to me. See,
Is there a place for thinking within boxes? Is there a role for thinking within boxes?
If you want to get on the creative philosophical tip, yes.
Do it.
There's obviously a place for thinking inside the box because limitations sort of squeeze the creativity out of every creative person knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have both. You got to be a person who is able to think in the box and outside the box. But I think we got a surplus of thinking inside the box.
Well, I think I want to change that idiom. Like I instead of thinking outside of the box, I want to make the box bigger. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying these are your limitations, I'm not putting limitations on you, but I'm giving you a structure.
Right.
So it's not so I want you to create within this structure.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you can't bring something in that someone else hasn't thought of.
Right.
So I'm not putting you in a box. I'm making the box as big as possible.
Right. Yeah, I mean, me personally, I'm not human, so I'm the kind of person who wants to literally be out of the box where people are like, hey, you don't belong there. I'm like, I don't care. So I might come back in the box to visit you all, but
Well, thank you for visiting, Bernard.
I don't live in reality, so if you know me, I don't live in reality.
So why specifically freestyle rap instead of written rap?
Well, we do both, but I do think, to your point, there is something about verbal versus written. So the thing I've noticed is, like, for myself personally, when I say things out loud, just being able to hear a word differently causes my brain to go like, oh, whoa, did you hear how that word was flipped that way? Whereas when you write it, you can see differences. But there's just something about audible speech that I think that you can't get from written and vice versa. And I think verbalizing your emotions, verbalizing words just has a different effect than the written word.
Well, and I think that's also something that, you know, kids need to learn. They need to learn how, especially, you know, in the society and time that we live in,
right.
They need to learn how to vocalize
right.
what's going on inside of them.
Well, yeah, like a lot of kids I work with in school, I see that they have emotion. It was funny, like I performed poetry once and this girl came up to me. She's like, wow, thank you for that poem. You really know how to put words to emotions. And it was that little phrase I've taken with me, because it's like, yeah, there's a lot of people who feel things, but then the poet or the comedian takes an exact set of words in a sentence that makes you go, yes, 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 exactly that articulation,
yeah,
that form that makes you go, that's what I've been trying to say all this time,
mm-hmm.
but it took you to put it in that form. So yeah, there's something very powerful about having the specific form to structure those words.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. I think that that artists, I wonder that I shouldn't generalize it. I'm just going to make it, because it's a personal statement. I think that me as an artist, I think that sometimes I lose track of, because I've worked for so long in order to be able to express emotion, even though it sounds like I can't express myself sometimes on the show. I've worked so long to be able to express emotion, right? To have
right.
access to my emotions and my feelings, and then be able to communicate those out in various ways. And I think I lose track that that's not a skill that a lot of people
right.
have.
Right, yeah.
Right? That there are people who, like, if they are feeling a certain way, they can't just say, oh, I'm going to sit down and put this into a song.
Right,
or I'm going to sit down and I'm going to channel right. this into this form of expression.
Yeah.
I definitely resonate with that. Because, yeah, it's very interesting to watch a student really struggle to put words together, and you've done it so easily for so long. You're like, it's like, don't you just... Because sometimes it's funny, I work with the kids and I'm like, okay, so what are you trying to say? They're trying to say, like, I'm the best rapper on the planet. I was like, well, why don't you say I'm the best rapper on the planet? You know, and they're like, oh, I can do that? I'm like, yeah, you just say it. So that just goes to your point. Like, it is to a degree, there, I believe in talent, but there is a partial, like,
yes.
working on that talent.
There's a training that yeah. happens, right. And I think also kids who listen to rap think that there has to be an ingenuity in how they say it. Like, they just can't make that simple statement.
Right.
They think it has to be, you know, they have to coin a phrase and create, they think they have to do that. And
right.
they don't realize, like, no, that's something you work up to. That's the next level. You ain't there yet.
Right.
Like, can we start where we are?
Right.
Well, that's it. Do you run into kids? Because kids, of course, and not just kids, but anyone who's doing art for the first time or doing something like this for the first time tends to be mimetic, right? One of the first steps is I see it like this.
Right.
I'm going to try to make it like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have kids do that and try to emulate or mimic the rap that they've had?
I mean, that's pretty much all of them. You know, they don't have their own voice. So they just, whatever they hear, they kind of, you know, parakeet, repeat. So that kind of goes to what I try to do from my own, you know, I'm very philosophical. So I'm always trying to teach people, like, it's not just about the hip hop. It's about your sense of a identity and your own self-worth. Like, you have something to say. I was like, the reason you are having trouble with these
Sorry.
Words is because you're trying to speak someone else's words.
Right.
Like, you know, you have, so like, I was like, do you like Fortnite? Well, then write about Fortnite. Do you like baking? I don't care. Write about baking, but there's like,
but it has to be yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you, like, have to own it.
It's like you were saying earlier, that there's so much, like, stigma with what hip hop is supposed to be.
Yes.
That, oh, I can't write about computers. I'm like, do you like computers? then that's going to come easy to you and the words are going to flow and you know it and you're going to sound like you know what you're talking about because you do. But when you start to talk about, oh, yeah, I'm on the street and I got guns, it's like, have you ever shot a gun?
Have you ever seen a gun? Like, what are you doing?
It's like, that's why you don't have the confidence in your delivery because you don't believe it.
Right.
You can't sell me on what you haven't bought yourself.
Right. Right. Wow. Mm. Oh. We're out of time.
I know. I could do this all day.
I don't like that. I am sad when the show ends, especially when we're having good conversation. All right, but we will continue our conversation.
Yes.
Off of this, you know. No, Bernard, it was awesome to have you. So if you need something for your kids to do, sign up for Bernard's freestyle hip hop lessons at PVCC's Kids College. Look it up. Freestyle hip hop lessons.
Yep. If I ruled the world.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That was awesome. And good to see you.
You too.
Yeah. So that's our show. How about that?
How about that?
So yeah. So I'll see everybody out at Harmonia to benefit for migrant children and families at XR Park today at 4. And I love you, Clinton.
I love you, Leslie.
And we'll see you all next week.
Next week.
Peace.
This has been Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. We'd like to thank our guests, Jayon Falsini, Rachel Gendreau, Tucker Rogers, and Mariana Bell, out there right now getting ready for Harmonia 2. We also like to thank Bernard Hankins, man dropping knowledge like he was coming from college. Our opening music is by Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music is by Positive Collective. This is Mariana Bell playing right now. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine Lifping Law Firm of Tuchterman, Overman, Munson, and Burke, legal services that wrap around you like a thong. If you're an artist from Charlottesville, from the surrounding counties, or from the Valley and want to be on our show, or if you know a local artist who should be on our show, drop us a note at homegrown947@gmail.com. Remember to keep your dial on 947 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.